The quarterly literature of the law profession has been taking it on the chin lately. Criticized as esoteric and mostly unread, law reviews are sometimes said to exist only so that law professors will have somewhere to publish articles. Even Chief Justice Roberts, in an interview last year, noted, quote, pick up a copy of any law review that you see, and the first article is likely to be, you know, the influence of Immanuel Kant on evidentiary approaches in 18th century Bulgaria or something, unquote. He did not mean this as a compliment. But the peer-reviewed work of most academic disciplines is written for, if anyone at all, other people within that discipline. There are many aims of quarterly literature, but utility to the public at large is well down the list. This is true even of law review articles whose subject matter or breezy writing style make them popular with the public. Take, for example, a recent really terrific article by Caleb Mason of Southwestern Law School that has lately enjoyed a lot of blog-based notoriety. A former federal prosecutor, Professor Mason writes in the St. Louis University Law Journal that many of his students come to class with a profound misunderstanding of their Fourth Amendment rights during a traffic stop. Most people, of course, have misapprehensions about the law and its professional practice, almost all of it garnered from television and movies. But the area of criminal law, and traffic stops in particular, seems to Professor Mason to be notably bad in this respect. And one of the chief culprits is a song by the hip-hop artist Jay-Z called 99 Problems. So in his article, Mason dissects the second verse of the song in which Mr. Z recounts a 1994 incident when police pulled him over on a minor charge for the express purpose of searching his car. In the event, he had a trunk full of cocaine. Mason does a line-by-line analysis of the verse, doting on the part where the Fourth Amendment is most implicated. For instance, Jay-Z is ordered out of the car by a police officer, but refuses, saying, quote, I ain't stepping out of shit, unquote. Something he might well be stepping into, in fact, with that response, because according to Professor Mason, being ordered out of a car, even in an ordinary traffic stop, is not an unreasonable search or seizure. Then, upon being asked by police officers if they can have a look around, Jay-Z again refuses. His glove box is locked, and so is the trunk in the back. Quote, I know my rights, so you're going to need a warrant for that, unquote. Professor Mason's response, Jay-Z is completely 100% wrong. Police do not need a warrant, even for lock spaces, if they have probable cause. They don't even need to make an arrest or impound the car. With PC, they can just search. Professor Mason does note this interesting fact. If police had a warrant or probable cause, they most likely would not ask for your permission to search the car. So if they do ask, you absolutely have the right to refuse. As it happens, this is the single thing I remember after all these years from my criminal procedure class in law school. Do not, under any circumstance, voluntarily assent to a police search of your car, even if the only thing officers will find there are cupcakes and rainbows. This is advice I've followed religiously in the zero times since then that police have asked to search my car. So just to put that another way, the most important information offered by Professor Mason's interesting and popular law review article is advice that has been, lo these many years, exactly as useful to me as Immanuel Kant's influence on evidentiary approaches in 18th century Bulgaria. I'm Travis McDade.